99MTC Hynix / Cy7 Fab Bevacizumab, its use as an imaging agent in multiple myeloma. Abstract, introduction. Multiple myeloma is a hematologic malignancy and the second most common blood cancer. The process of tumor angiogenesis is central to the growth and metastasis of many types of tumors, including multiple myeloma. Overexpression of vascular endothelial growth factor is known to be associated with poor prognosis in this pathology, representing a key target for anti-angiogenic therapy in multiple myeloma. The monoclonal antibody bevacizumab is able to bind with high affinity to vascular endothelial growth factor, blocking its action. Objective: to evaluate 99MTC or Cy7 labeled Fab bevacizumab as potential molecular imaging agents of vascular endothelial growth factor expression in multiple myeloma. Methods: vascular endothelial growth factor expression was analyzed by flow cytometry in the multiple myeloma human cell line. M1S Fab bevacizumab was produced by digestion of bevacizumab with poppin conjugated to NHS Hynix TFA and radiolabeled with 99MTC. Biodistribution and single photon emission computed tomography studies were performed. In turn, Fab bevacizumab was labeled with Cy7 to obtain in vivo fluorescence images up to 96 hours. Results: flow cytometry analysis in the MM1S cell line revealed that vascular endothelial growth factor expression is predominantly intracellular. Biodistribution and SPECT/CT studies of the 99MTC Hynix Fab bevacizumab complex showed rapid blood clearance and significant renal and tumor uptake. Fluorescence imaging using Cy7 Fab bevacizumab allowed tumor visualization up to 96 HPI. Conclusions: we were able to visualize vascular endothelial growth factor expression in vivo in multiple myeloma using the Fab fragment of the anti-VEGF antibody bevacizumab labeled with 99MTC and Cy7. These new molecular imaging agents could potentially be employed in the clinical setting for staging and monitoring of patients with multiple myeloma by in vivo radioactive visualization of vascular endothelial growth factor expression throughout the body. Optical imaging of these tracers would improve tumor sampling and could guide surgical excision.